We continue with the On Deck Show here from Purdue Stadium as the Shorebirds get set to host the Augusta Green Jackets. I'm now joined by the manager of the Shorebirds and Felipe Rojas Alou Jr. And Felipe, you guys are back at home against the Green Jackets now after a bit of a tough series against the Salem Red Sox. You were in a lot of those games, but it seemed like some bigger innings for the Sox was the difference in a few of those. But overall, how would you assess this last week's worth of games?
First of all, thanks for having me again. Tough week. Last two or three, we haven't been able to sink in as a group. There's a lot of roster moves and stuff. So that's part of being an A-ball, part of minor league baseball. I mean, at the end is, to make sure guys are moving and heading the right direction. I know we sent some guys up after the series was done. So, I mean, at the end, regardless of your record, regardless of, how things are shaping out, if guys are moving up and if guys are getting better, that's the final goal.
And we've talked about that before, guys moving up. It's always a gratifying feeling to see that. But when you have guys come from, let's say, Florida to this team, and, they're relatively new to it. Rolfi Crew is a good example, Zach Showalter as well. But having guys kind of join the clubhouse midseason, what kind of experience is that as a manager to kind of welcome two talented players to this team?
Well, we went through this last year, and I know like 2021 was really special because of a lot of things right after COVID. So we're still kind of dealing with that. We're still, having younger guys to get exposed to this level, maybe a little earlier than they're supposed to, but also understanding that everybody missed 1 year. So, we're happy to do it. We're happy to deal with these challenges. You just mentioned Rolfi. We had Rolfi for a couple of years now. He's a pretty good player. I know he's doing really good in Florida. So, I mean, you welcome these guys, and you just want to make sure, they blend in, they buy into, the or situation, and it'll go right away, and you just hope, they can, keep moving forward.
We talked about this some last week, but having minor league rehabbers and the impact that has on a clubhouse. You had a Greg Cohen, who's been with AAA Norfolk. He's up now from Florida on minor league rehab, but he seems like he's a really good personality to have in this clubhouse here. And I guess what kind of effect is having him back here for a little bit have on this team?
It's been a lot of fun already. I, ran into him a couple times in the clubhouse. He also came in the office. We had him last year for a little bit too. I mean, he's a guy that's already played at this level. I mean, play everywhere for us, shows leadership. He's the kind of guy that, come in the clubhouse not thinking, hey, my guy's already been around. Like, he'll blend in with the younger guys too. And it's all about, having fun and, making sure, he's a guy that, he will help tomorrowize, what we're trying to do on a daily basis. So I'm glad, we have these rehab guys around because they've been here already, and with as young of a team we have, they definitely impact our group.
With the guys coming in here, there's also guys going out. One of them, most notably Juan Nunez, who came to the team late last year after the trade with Minnesota and has really been excellent here ever since. He gets called up to Aberdeen. I guess, what do you make of the way he performed here and has improved during his time with the Orioles?
We're all really happy for Juan. It was just a matter of time. I know he's a kid that hadn't pitched a lot of hold on, but we had him last year for maybe a little less than half a season, and we saw the things that he was capable of doing, and like I just mentioned, it's just a matter of time, making sure of the rest, making sure he'll get built up and stay healthy, and I have no doubt he'll continue to develop at the next level.
We're talking to manager Felipe Rojas Alou Jr. A couple more things for you, Felipe. Going back to last week, defense kind of tough for you, and we've talked about this before. This seems to be a good defensive team, but just all the moving parts, these things kind of happen, but it kind of just feels like this team's snake-bitten a little bit. Just one error leads to three unearned runs. But I guess, how would you kind of describe the way this team's kind of going through it on the defensive side?
Yeah, that's really hurting us right now. We were such a much better defensive team earlier. But you said it. I mean, a lot of moving parts, guy playing different positions, which is something good for guys, especially younger guys, to get exposed to playing in the infield, playing in the outfield, because at the end, you don't know. I mean, if you make it to the big leagues, who knows where you end up playing. But we're back home. Obviously, when you're home, there's a lot more room to to touch on these things and to work on some of these defensive issues we've been having, and just looking forward for this upcoming week at home.
And then finally, Jared Beck is the one who gets the start for you here today. He pitched very well last week in Salem, and he's put together a pretty good year. Strikeouts are really going up. His command has improved tremendously. What do you look at for Jared tonight on the mound?
Well, Jared's come a long way since we drafted him last year, and Bilo's up. He's a guy who's been able to start games and get built up. And glad he takes the ball on a Tuesday. That means, you know, he comes back on a Sunday. That's always very helpful, you know, for guy development. And just looking forward for another strong outing.
Felipe, thanks for stopping by as always. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Felipe Rojas-Alou Jr., the manager for the Delmarva Shorebirds. We'll take a break and come back with Limes after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.